Sylvia, thanks for joining us. New Mexico's new governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, recently gave her first State of the State address, opening New Mexico's 60-day legislative session. Lawmakers are really trying to address public education in the state. Of course, there is a lawsuit looming over the legislative session. A state district judge has ruled that New Mexico is not doing enough to educate students at risk. So let's start with the lawsuit. Yazzie versus the state of New Mexico. What areas are lawmakers going to have to address with this ruling?
Well, I think that lawsuit really is putting a lot of pressure on the legislature and on the new governor to act. I think that education was always a huge part of her platform, and so that's not necessarily a big thing that's hanging over her, because I think that there's a lot of agreement with what she and the judge want to do. But I think that there are definitely areas where there's a lot of agreement on what they can do and what the judge wanted them to do. The biggest area is going to be in paying teachers. I mean, that's everybody keeps talking about, we want to put more money in the classroom. And one of the things we talked about that I spoke about with sources was, what does that mean? And to them, that means paying teachers, you know, paying them wages that are comparable to some of the states that surround us, including Texas, including Colorado. So those are kind of the things that they're going to be talking about. And that's already part of a proposal that the governor has put out there, and it's something that the legislators have put out there.
Now, obviously, teacher pay has been a big issue in recent years. Your reporting for New Mexico In Depth brought that up, citing a report from NMSU on teacher vacancies, that there were over 1,100 educator vacancies and over 700 teacher vacancies in the state. Now, what seems to really be the biggest problem with those vacancies? Is it the starting salary?
If you speak to a lot of educators, they're going to be talking about standardized test scores. They're going to be talking about the teacher evaluations. They're going to be talking about the school evaluations. There's a lot of them that say, there was a report that said that New Mexico educators have the highest rate of stress over standardized tests. I think that it was like 30% of the teachers in New Mexico are worried about how they're going to be evaluated based on standardized tests. So that, if you talk to a lot of educators, they say that's pushed a lot of people out of the classroom. It's caused a lot of teachers to retire early. I think that they said that in the United States, it's usually about 12% of teachers worried about how they're going to be evaluated based on standardized tests. So one of the first things out of the chute was that the very first thing, in fact, that Lujan Grisham did was eliminating the use of the PARC test. Whether you agree or not, I think that there is a lot of students or a lot of teachers that are talking about accountability and saying that they're not opposed to accountability, but they certainly are opposed to a lot of the standardized testing.
So I want to move on and talk about child well-being. Obviously, New Mexico is ranked at the bottom when it comes to child well-being rankings. Now, to address this issue, many lawmakers have called for more funding for early childhood education. Now, I know you've done a lot of reporting on that and looking at it across the state. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has called for access for full day preschool to be improved. I believe your reporting stated that there's around 1/3 of 4-year-olds in pre-K in New Mexico. Now, most of them are in half-day programs, is that correct?
Yeah, and most are in half-day programs.
So what are the challenges for lawmakers and education officials to really enact greater access to full day preschool?
One thing that I thought was notable about Michelle Lujan Grisham's plans is that she's not talking about just 4-year-olds. She's talking about 3- and 4-year-olds. I mean, it was a very ambitious speech that she put out in her State of the State. And there's enormous obstacles to that. I mean, I've been covering this for a little while, and, you know, the biggest obstacle is teachers. They do not have nearly enough teachers. I was talking to somebody who said there's like, here at New Mexico State, there was like in the 30s in the number of teachers who were applying to the College of Education, like 30-some students who are, you know, entering the field.
So it's not just really at this professional level, but the folks who are going to be the next generation of teachers, they're not really at the numbers where they should be.
Yeah. Job one is figuring out how do we, you know, increase the pipeline. We don't have enough teachers now, and we have almost none getting into this. So we have to, like, convince these smart kids, you want to be a teacher, right? And some of the things they're saying they need to do is increase pay. This is going to come from a lot of the teachers' unions, but they're saying they felt under attack by the PED, by the Public Education Department. You know, they feel like they're getting punished for the demographics of their students. And if you listen to what Howie Morales, he's in charge of the PED temporarily while they're
New Mexico's lieutenant governor.
Mm-hmm, he's been very, like, if you listen to the rhetoric, we're here to support teachers. We're, you know, we thank teachers for what they're doing, and we want to pay teachers more money. And so there's definitely, they want to change the tone there. And he's an educator himself, so he kind of gets that. That was a huge part of what Lujan Grisham said, too. So that's part of it. They're trying just to recruit teachers. That's one big thing. The other one is pay. Mm. For early childhood teachers, if you're not in a public school, you're making $18,000 to $24,000 a year. That's poverty wages, even in New Mexico. And so all of those teachers who might be teaching in a private daycare, they would be foolish not to go to LCPS or Gadsden, where they're going to make $40,000 to $50,000 a year. And so that's a huge problem.
You talked about recruiting students to become teachers and to increase the number of students in education programs in the state. One of the things that I also noticed with your reporting is that you cited a report from NMSU that said over half of students coming out of these programs within 5 years in New Mexico leave the profession.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about a couple of issues, obviously salary and pay being one and the stress being one. Is there any other issues that you think that really contributes to that?
Probably one thing that I would note is class sizes. So we actually have a pretty good base level for class sizes. They're actually fairly small. But in the recent years with all the budget cuts, they've signed waiver after waiver on class sizes. So they bump up the class sizes. That causes two things. It's just tougher for a teacher to teach more kids, and it's hard for them to spend individual time with kids, especially when you're talking about kids that need extra help. So that's one thing that I think is a factor that doesn't get as much attention.
Now, I want to get back to early childhood education and talk about that a little bit. There has been some proposals. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has already announced that she's bringing back the Children's Cabinet and announced someone to head that. Looking at the state right now, it seems like there's all these different departments that sort of have a say in child well-being across the state. Democratic Senator Michael Padilla is proposing early childhood education and care, a department specifically for both of those issues. Already there's some departments dealing with just those two issues alone. Mm-hmm. How complicated is this issue in getting everybody on board? And is there any support for Padilla's legislation with lawmakers right now?
Well, he's got the support of Michelle Lujan Grisham, so that's going to help. The silo issue is something that has been talked about for years. Like, we have all these programs, they're spread a bunch of different departments, and it does create problems. I mean, it creates rivalries between CYFD and PED. It creates, you know, they want the funding for here, and putting them all in one department would solve a lot of those problems, I think. People have complained about the bureaucracy. Well, the fact that you have two different programs running New Mexico pre-K, that causes so much red tape, and there's different requirements for different programs. So that makes a lot of sense. I think that there's probably a lot of – he's probably going to have some backing in the legislature for that effort.
Well, the one thing we do know this legislative session is that there – is money available to fund education in this budget? Over the past few years, there hasn't been much funding available. In fact, state lawmakers actually had to take money from school districts across the state to make the budget work. So this year, New Mexico is sitting on a budget surplus of over $1 billion. So how close are the governor's education proposals and funding for those proposals and state lawmakers' proposals right now? Does it look like there's going to be a lot of fighting over this, or do they seem like they're pretty much on the same level in regards to solving and funding, I guess, some of these programs that they want to enact?
You're talking about money, people are going to fight. So I think the one thing that has not been getting a ton of, like, high level, like, people are sort of dancing around this, but there's going to be talk about taxes, right? we have $1 billion this year, but are we going to have $1 billion next year? Some people are saying, well, this is going to last for a few years, but that's not forever. You know, we've dealt with ups and downs from the oil and gas industry for decades. And so what a lot of advocates are saying is they got to fix the corporate tax cut, and they got to fix the personal income tax. And I didn't hear that from Lujan Grisham. She has talked about increasing the internet sales tax, right? And so that's a source of revenue that we don't have right now. And it's, you know, it's a fairness issue too. It's like, you know, Amazon gets a fair pass and your local mom and pop store doesn't on that GRT. So that's one thing, but they would be making a lot more significant sacrifices if we didn't have that $1 billion. But that doesn't mean that the resources are endless. They're definitely not. And so, yeah, they're going to be fighting about that.
There's been talk of, you know, millions and even up to $1 billion for education, but the state is still looking at addressing vacancies across many state agencies. There's been public defenders have cried out very loud about how overstressed they are in the state. Your reporting also mentioned judges not being paid up to what other states are funding judges. Obviously, behavioral health, infrastructure, major issues in the state. So what's the reality that the governor's budget and even what state lawmakers are proposing is really going to happen?
I mean, they have $1 billion, so a lot of it's going to happen. And they're putting a significant amount of money away. I mean, I think it's a 25% reserves, which is really healthy. I think there was some study that said to survive a recession, you need 17% of reserves. So that's even higher than that. It's pretty generous. So there's going to be people saying, oh, they're spending all this money. They are putting a significant amount of money down for a rainy day. Those conversations are going to be really difficult to have in this state because we're a state that really, I mean, she's trying to broaden the economic base, which is what Martinez tried to do as well. And Martinez found out it's hard. And I'm pretty sure that Michelle Lujan Grisham is also going to find out that broadening the economic base is hard.
A lot of this fight and a lot of the discussions are going to come down to what happens in the Senate Finance Committee. You all at New Mexico In Depth talked with Senator John Arthur Smith of Deming, who heads up that committee. What did he have to say in regards to the governor's proposal and actually funding education to what she wants to do? What were his thoughts?
Well, I think that he's definitely going to be the voice of caution, and then he has been the voice of caution, and he'll keep playing that role. He's definitely talked again and again about how we rely way too much on oil and gas revenue, and so he doesn't want to spend any money that he can't rely on. But if you look at the nuance of that statement, he's saying we need to broaden the base. If they don't do that, then he's not going to be spending money because that's just the way he is. You know, he's a fiscal conservative. He's going to keep an eye out on the public dollar. You know, I think that he's probably pretty supportive of the idea of taxing internet sales. So like I said, he's definitely going to be the voice of caution in this conversation. And they're going to have to get a lot of stuff past him. Andrew Oxford at the Santa Fe New Mexican had a really great analysis piece on really where a lot of this discussion is going to end up is in the Senate.
What you're saying is basically that there's a lot of concern that New Mexico is heavily relying on the oil and gas industry to fund its state budget. I mean, close to half of its budget is really coming from that industry. So if lawmakers and people in Santa Fe don't find any other source or invest in any other source of income, it's going to be a really difficult, I guess, conversation to try to solve some of these challenges that New Mexico is facing.
That's like the hard conversation that they're going to have. And that's not a conversation they're going to have just among themselves. They're going to have that among their constituents because people are going to say, you got $1 billion. Why do you want to tax me some more? That's a real conversation that people are going to have. You can hope for a wider economic recovery, more industries. They're banking on the film industry. Here in Doña Ana County, we're probably pretty excited that Virgin Galactic is getting closer and closer to commercial space. But on the whole, I mean, they are spending, I think they spend about $300 million on corporate tax cuts. And a lot of people will argue they didn't get a whole lot of money, a whole lot of jobs for their money. So expect that to come up. I don't know that I would expect it to go to pass, though.
One of the things that I'm a little curious about that you just talked about, you know, the state's still trying to rebound back to where it was pre-recession.
Yeah.
So how is the state doing in regards to funding education compared to pre-recession?
They're still under recession. If they get this, like, I think it's over $400 million from the legislature, $500 million from Lujan Grisham, that'll get them right around where they were at the recession if you go for inflation-adjusted dollars. So most of those educators are going to say it was inadequate in 2008.
Sylvia Ulloa is with New Mexico In Depth. You can check out her reporting at nmindepth.com. Sylvia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It was a great conversation.